Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Agnia, excellent bag.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Negative 2205.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, good. Is this Kaden or Victor?
This is Kaden.
Kaden
and Victor.
Oh, it's both of you. Okay, yeah, that's what Shalette said, that you guys would kind of both be involved. And I think I have a good touch on why you were calling. You want to set up a new location for the NECR group that focuses on the snow removal, correct?
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, that's possible as long as we use the unique address and phone number. And it's my understanding, based on the notes that she sent me, that you're going to use the same address, but you're going to put it under Unit 2. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then this phone number is not associated with the other business in any way, shape, or form, right? This is
okay.
A unique number?
We have to switch that over back. So the number that right now for water damage with the existing account,
yes.
Can you change it back to 888-908-6924? No, I apologize.
Oh, okay.
No, I apologize. I apologize. No, I really apologize. Can you, Jesus, what number do you want it to have it? The 877, right? That's what you got a link to?
Yes, 877-306-2236.
Yes. Can you change the number?
Is that for the restoration company?
Yes.
I can put that number on that account, but then I'd need a brand new number for this account, not one that was associated with that other business, because that will throw a red flag with Google.
Okay. No worries. We'll get you the new number. We'll get you the new number. But the thing, if you could just change now for the water damage,
to
877-306-2236.
Okay. So I will send that message over to the revision department, and that revision will be updated within 1 to 3 business days. So normally they, you know, we're in California. It's really early here. It's only 7:54 in the morning. So I'm pretty sure they'll get it knocked out today, but don't panic. If you see that it takes a couple of days, they will get that updated for you. And to confirm, it's 877-306-2236.
That's correct. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So then, what I need is a new number, that I can, create this account under. So, what number should I use?
Hey, Luz, can you give a 212 number?
Yes.
So this will be for snow, right, Luz?
Yes.
We agree? Okay.
212-461-4048.
Okay. And if it helps, just so if let's say that that's a personal number and you don't want to use that for the business, what I could also do is put a tracking number on there for you, where we would purchase a brand new phone number and it could forward over to that line. So that's an option for you as well.
This is a business number.
Okay, that's the business number. So that's perfect. Okay.
Yes.
So let me just really quick here, I'm going to transfer over all of the notes that she sent me so that I can put everything in. So we're going to use NECR.
I'm sorry. Let's go back to this. Let's go back a little bit. So you'll put a tracking number on the number that you guys will give us, correct?
Yes, if you want to.
How much would the additional, and that comes with the package?
I can include it for you. It's no problem. Normally, it's a little upsell charge, but you already have an existing account with us. This is a second one, so I can put it on there for you at no cost.
Okay, so you'll let us know the new number?
Yes, but when they call you for the client interview, they're going to offer you, if you want to put a greeting on the call tracking number, for $39. So, for instance, it's going to say something like, you know, thank you for calling. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, plus 2. That's the generic greeting, right? But if you want it to say, like, oh, thanks for calling NECR Group, and for this, press 1, and for that, press 2, you can kind of customize it. They would charge $39 just to put that customization on. But the number in and of it, it's a one-time charge to create the greeting.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Just letting
you know, just in case, you know, they say after the fact, oh, we need, you know, $39 to create the greeting. I don't want you to say, oh, well, Tina said it's included. You know, the number will be included, but the greeting is extra unless you're okay with the generic greeting. A lot of people use that. The reason the tracking numbers have a press 1, press 2 greeting on them is that it will help you eliminate spam callers. You know, sometimes those spam callers are computer generated. So it's a computer, they can't actually press 1 or 2, and those types of calls will fall off. And when you're connected, it's going to be an actual person on the other end. Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So now I have a question. Do you want to do, the same package for $199 monthly, that has a one-time $99 setup fee, so the initial investment would be $398. Or do you want to bundle it with the Google Ads where it would be $499 monthly? I know your other account, you have $1,000 running monthly for the ads, but our minimum requirement initially is a $300 budget. So you
let's do with the minimum right now because it's
okay.
A seasonal situation.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I was thinking that too. It's always better to start to crawl before you can walk. You know, start with the minimal, get your phone ringing with new business, and then you could always call back and increase it like you did with the other, you know. So, okay. And then you don't have a website set up for that other business as of yet, do you?
No, I would like you guys to create one for me.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I'm going to put the website in there too at no cost. So let me put the website in. So it'll just be $598 today, and then each month moving forward, it's $499, and that will also include the extra batch of the Google Ads. And then do you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit card. The same card I gave you before, I believe. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, it's the same card. I just want you to give it to me again just because it's
okay.
On the other account. So it's still the 697 Acorn Street for the billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay, and whose name is on this card?
Oh, this is going to be Unit 2, correct? But it's not.
Yeah, I put Unit 2 on the account, but for the billing, is the Unit 2 necessary or no?
No, not necessary for the, no.
Not for the billing? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, and then whose name is on this card? Is it under Victor or under Caden?
Yes, Victor.
Victor. Okay, any middle name or initial?
E, as in Edward.
Victor E. Vera. Is your last name also Vera?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking. I thought she said you were father and son, so I thought you might have the same last name.
Yeah, my son's here, so yeah. But I would like to put him in charge of the account. But just
Oh, okay. So
okay.
I'll put his name on the actual account, but your name will be in the billing. So if the terms and conditions come, you'll have to go in and do the e-signature and whatnot since the billing's in your name. But he can definitely be in charge of the account for the client interview and setting up the website. And both of you will be authorized on the account. So if you ever called in and wanted an update, they're going to be able to assist either one. And then go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
4802.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, good. 4802-1392.
Mm-hmm.
1911.
Mm-hmm.
2107.
Okay. Expiration?
May 2025.
Okay, and the code?
The code in the back is 001.
Okay. Now, there's a little extra bell and whistle that you might want to consider for this program. You don't have it with the other one, but because we are a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So if you wanted to do that, it would be an extra $100 monthly. So the Facebook ads minimum requirement is $100. How it works is I'm sure you've searched for something online before, and then chances are next time you go on your Facebook, there's a little ad for that popping up. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would configure it where if they're searching for anything related to snow removal, now your company is coming up in their newsfeed under the Facebook ads. So if you want to try that, it would be $5.99 monthly, but you'd also get that extra batch of Facebook ads.
Okay, so I still pay just $100 more on top of the $5.99.
Exactly. So it would be $6.98 today with the setup fee, but you get the extra Facebook ads too.
I'll get back to you. I can add that later on, right?
Yeah, you can decide that later on. I just wanted to let you know that it's available because other than that, you have everything else in all of our packages for the other account. You have the Google Guaranteed. You have the Google Ads. So, yeah, you're all good there. So I'll go through the voice verification recording, and then I'll set the appointment for the client interview, and you guys will be good to go. So some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. But it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, NECR Group.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Victor Vera, the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 20th, in the non-refundable amount of just $598. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $499. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me just, I'm going to put the call tracking on here too, just so there's no confusion when they call you for the client interview. I have to put it in a
Jesus, moment. You want the same thing for your thing too, Jesus? Hello?
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure that...
The greeting part, like, they could, about the spam calls.
You don't have to decide on the greeting right now. They'll offer it during the client interview, but the call tracking number is the one that we can purchase for you so that it'll forward over to your number, if you like.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So now the client interview, I'm sure you remember, it takes about maybe 20, 30 minutes. Let's see what time I have available. And that's going to be with Caden, or are you both going to be involved in the client interview, like this call? Okay, I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
I love businesses that are proactive with their account because I always say you'll get better results that way, you know, so that's awesome. So let me just see what we have available. I have a 12 noon. Or a 2 p.m.
No, can we do it later? Later.
The latest I have is 5 or 6 o'clock today.
That's fine. I'll do it at that time. It's fine.
Which one do you want, the 5 o'clock or the 6 o'clock?
The 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking out an hour window from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:30. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I gave you some special pricing and I waived the fees on the call tracking and whatnot, I want you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash? And it would have gone to that 212 number, by the way.
No. I don't think I received a text.
Okay. What about the email that you gave us earlier? Would you get an email? Because you'll get an email in a moment that says your initial invoice.
Okay. What email did you use? I'm sorry.
She gave me info at nec.nyc.
Yes.
That's a good email? Okay. So let me just see if the email went out and then... Oh, yeah. It says sent successfully. So you should be...
I have a question. This is Mia. I've been listening.
Hi.
Are you able to add accounting at necrgroup.com so we can track our charges?
Yep. Well, all of the emails would be sent to the main email. So if you want the main email to be accounting, I can do it that way, or it can be info. But what you will get a login for your client dashboard on this account within about 7 days. And from your dashboard, you can go in and print out any and all invoices. So at the end of the year, let's say you want to write it off as a business expense, you'll have access to go in and get all the invoices that way.
Okay. No, we just have our accounting person is off site, so typically.
Oh, I
guess
see.
We just have to her. You can't add a second email, is what you're saying.
Exactly. We can, I could go in there right now and put it on there and manually send out the same emails that were just sent to you, but I'd have to go back in and put this one on for future emails, because if not, all the future emails regarding the account would start going to accounting, and I don't think you
okay,
want that, you know?
That's fine. We'll take care of it on our end.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I wish I had the option to send out more than one at a time, but you know how computers are. Sometimes they have a mind of their own.
Well, it's funny because there is more than one email at a time. That's why I thought you could add it, because I see a Shalette and a Tina. Was that a manual entry?
Yep, those were manual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys spoke with Shalette earlier when you called in, and then I called back. My name's Tina. So, yeah, those are manual. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yep, yep. Yeah, the ones that come that are computer-generated usually will say, like, support@localsplash.com, something like that. So, I'm going to put, but you, is it info@nec.nyc, or do I have to put that group on there?
No. It's info@nec.nyc.
Okay, perfect. So, Victor, if you can look at the emails, did you get the one that says Local Splash, your initial invoice?
No, I got action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, so close that and look at the ones that came a little bit before that, because I think the system already sent you 4 emails, and that was the last one.
Yeah, okay, so I got a welcome to Local Splash, the invoice.
Yep, the invoice is the one I want you to click on, Local Splash initial invoice.
Right,
and then
okay, yeah.
You'll see a blue link in there that says click here to accept subscription terms.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is click on that. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's
mm-hmm.
a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized, and then you just plug your name in. And since the E was on the billing for your middle initial, just put the E on as well. So type your name exactly the way we have it. And then once you hit confirm signature, it will ask you for a username and password. So don't worry about that right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is getting your pricing locked in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pressing this and you won't let me go forward yet, so.
It won't let you go forward?
Yeah, I wrote my name.
Oh. Let me see here. If check above the line, is do you see the little box that says I certify that I'm authorized holder? Is that checked or is that unchecked?
Yep. It's checked now.
Maybe that's why it bumped you back.
Well, I just checked it. Yeah, I'm good. Now I'm in.
You're in. Okay, good. Yeah, if you get that, you know, where it's asking you for a username and password, that's your little signal that it went through. So you should be good there. So, okay, so other than that, you guys are all good to go. So my technician will call you between 6 and 7 Eastern today, and then welcome aboard with the new program. I'm so glad that you're doing great with your restoration company, and we'll do equally as well with this business for you as well, okay?
I have a question. Now, it took me to the dashboard of the restoration situation.
Oh, probably because you already have logged into the dashboard, and maybe it's just recognizing your IP address. If you go in and you clear out your cache or your cookies, it will give you the information for the new login. But again, you don't need that right now. That's for after the client interview. So these two accounts shouldn't be conflicting with each other, because there's nothing the same as far as the phone number or anything like that. But I think it's just because your computer is remembering that you've been on the dashboard before, so it automatically took you to the restoration.
Okay. So the next mm-hmm. question, Mia, Jesus, guys have questions? Not about from yesterday?
Yeah, I was just trying to understand, I guess, the phone situation, like when we answered the phone, we were trying to get it to ring to us. So hopefully, so we could tell the difference, because it's hard to tell the difference between a Google guarantee call and a regular call. So I'm hoping with what you guys discussed today that that'll fix that issue. Is there like a...
Well, I don't think Google Guaranteed is available for snow removal, so I didn't offer it for this new account, but you are getting the Google Ads. So with the restoration, you have the local optimization, the Google Ads, and the Google Guaranteed, but Google Guaranteed isn't available for all industries. So it's not available as of yet for the snow removal. So when people call you on the snow removal, it's going to be exclusively from the Google Ads and from the local map optimization on Google. And you'll know if they're coming in through the campaign because it'll say on your caller ID, local leads. So they'll set up the caller ID, or either you'll see the unique tracking number on your ID, or it'll say local leads. So when you see that, you'll know, oh, this is a call coming in from the campaign we're running on the snow removal, right? And then the other one has the Google Guaranteed, and that's the one where you're, you know, paying extra per lead.
Yeah, because we're having a hard time in-house determining which call, like which is a Google Guarantee lead, what's what. I mean, my first call that I got here, some guy said to me, are you hiring contractors? That's exactly, he was like, are you hiring laborers or something like that? And I was like, huh, excuse me? And then he hung up on me. And then an hour later, the girl who signed up Google Guarantee was like, oh, how did that lead go? And I'm like, what lead? And she goes, oh, you picked up a call. And so we're having a really hard time deciphering, you know, we get a lot of hang-ups every day. And so, you know, and if we don't, and then all of a sudden you'll get a message that says you got a lead. And I'm like, we did? They hung up on us. So I guess that's
so what I would do is in your dashboard for the restoration, and that's the one that Victor just logged into, if you click on where it says leads, it shows you, for instance, it shows you nine entries. You can load more and look at all 12, but there's let's see, the one on the bottom says dispute approved. So our Google Guaranteed department is monitoring it. So, they charged it, but then they, disputed that it wasn't a valid lead. And so then they gave you the money back for it. The same thing happens on the next one where it says not charged, valid. So I think that's how they gave you the credit for that one, because they charged you for the one that was disputed, that was approved. So the next one that came in that was valid, they didn't charge you for, right? And then as you go up the list, there's another one that says they charged you and the dispute was denied. So I don't know what happened with that one, but that department monitors the leads, and if they do see that it's a bogus lead or someone that's calling for employment or in an incorrect category, let's say that you're restoration and you get someone that says, oh, I want my car detailed, and it has nothing to do with home restoration, right? Then you're not going to get charged for those. So, you know...
Do they automatically review them, or we have to go in and dispute them all?
Another
thing I noticed is I have to go on one website or one login to listen to the recordings, and then I have to match it to the other website to go in and do the disputes. It's not one single website for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of extra work. It's my understanding that they do it automatically, but I'm not in that department, so I don't want to infinitively say that, and then that's not the case. So, what's your name and number? I can put a little call out to them so that they'll call you, and then they can answer all of your questions on it.
That would be great. My name is Mia, M-I-A.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was Nia or Mia, so I'm happy you said M-I-A. Oh. Okay. Mia. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. My phone number is 631-560-3620.
Mm-hmm. 3660?
3620.
20. Okay. I knew that was the phone cut out. And your last name again, Mia?
Vargas. V as in Victor, A-R-G-A-S.
Okay. So I'll put Mia Vargas is authorized on this account. That way, when they call you, they can assist you. And then I'll put the message out for them, and someone will be calling you today, and then they can answer all those questions regarding the Google Guaranteed and how you track the leads and whatnot, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right. So, oh, you're very welcome. And I enjoyed talking to all three of you. So does anybody have any further questions before I let you go?
No.
No questions, okay. But I will say that I'm the skeptical one over here because I'm the one that's always looking at the cost and working with accounting, trying to make sure that we're getting a return on our investment. So I tend
yes.
to really look and scrutinize these things, and I want to make sure that they're going to work. And so I just want to make sure that, you know, it's a partnership. I guess if I have a concern or a challenge, is there a number or a person that I call to discuss?
Yep. So anytime you call that 877 number, and I'll give it to you again, you just hit option 1, and anybody in customer support can help you. And I
okay.
think that, you know, Kaden and Victor are very blessed to have you because that's awesome. You know, I think that if they have someone that's tracking it that can help, you know, kind of keep a hands on the budget, because you'd be surprised. A lot of people will call me and they're like, oh, I want to spend $2,000 a month in Google Ads. And that's where I say, you know, look, if you want to give me $2,000, that's great. I'll take it. But why not, like you're doing with the snow removal, why not start crawling before you can walk, get your phone ringing, make a return there, and then increase it, you know, rather than going
exactly.
gung-ho, you know? Yeah, so, but if
that's
what they're set on doing, of course I'll let them do it, but I always recommend tracking it and have your hands on it a little bit more effectively, you know?
Right,
yep.
And there's training on our end as well. You know, we have to answer the phone appropriately. We have to know when it's a lead, when it's not a lead, and, you know, I think
very true.
You have that information, now you can, you know, make an educated decision or have, you know, an accurate conversation, things like that. So, because we want to take all the calls.
Yep. And Victor and Kaden, it's okay if I put that Mia's authorized on this account too, right? I'm going to put that in the notes as well.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that we put a note so that we're covering all.
Do we want to add Jennifer? Is she on it already, Jennifer Lafredo?
Yes, you got it, too.
Okay. I don't see Jennifer on here, so let me just do it since I have you. So Jennifer Lafredo?
Yes. I don't know how to spell her last name.
L-O-F-F-R-E-D-O.
L-O-F-F-R-E-D-O. She's
okay.
The queen of the office, so she should definitely have
it. Aw, this is nice. Okay. And... okay. And then last question before I let you go. Since Victor didn't get the text messages that were being sent to the 212 number, is there a number that you want me to put on this account that text messages could go to? It wouldn't be published, of course, on the listing, but that's just internal. If they, you know, needed to do an update or anything, they can send you a text.
Yeah, you can put it to my phone.
Okay, what is it again?
917.
You want to give it to me? You got enough on your plate.
Okay. All right. Give it to me.
All right.
Okay.
Give it to me. 631.
Mm-hmm.
560.
Mm-hmm.
3620. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get with Jennifer and I'm going to see if our phone company offers an option for you to send it to that and it to go to all our phones.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, that's a really good idea. So let me just put SMSs will go to Mia. Okay. All right. And then that way, in the meantime, also, if your phone company doesn't have that feature, you could always just forward it to Victor or Kaden if it's something that's applicable, but at least you're kind of managing it from behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, I enjoyed speaking with all of you, so have a really great rest of your week, and you guys are all good to go until 6 o'clock this evening, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.